The Everlasting Gospel. Chapter 12. The Air. And God said, Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. And it was so, and God called the firmament heaven. Your mercy is great unto the heavens, and your truth unto the clouds. Your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and your faithfulness reaches unto the clouds. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. The Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. God that made the world and all things therein, gives to all life, and breath, and all things. For in him we live, and move, and have our being. Who knows not in all these that the hand of the Lord has wrought this? In whose hand is the soul of every living thing, and the breath of all mankind? And when he had said this, he breathed on them, and said unto them, Receive the Holy Ghost. And when he had said this, he breathed on them, and said unto them, Receive the Holy Ghost. All things have come into existence by the breath of the Lord. There is nothing that is not the offspring of his own life. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. But for the breath that God gives us, we could not live a moment. So it is because the Lord gives us breath that we are not consumed. The air that God gives us is an expression of his faithful mercy and compassion. Your mercy is great unto the heavens, and your truth unto the clouds. Your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and your faithfulness reaches unto the clouds. Thus it is that God has surrounded the very earth with grace and mercy. The air is an atmosphere of mercy. Everybody on earth lives and moves in the atmosphere of God's grace. If we believe this, and take the constant gift as coming from him, we shall breathe in righteousness, as well as drink it. The just shall live by faith, but everybody in the world lives by breathing. Breathing is something that cannot be omitted for a moment. It must be kept up constantly. Now if we glorified the Lord not only with our breath but in our breath, if we acknowledge that the breath which we have is his, thus allowing him to direct the life that comes by breathing, our life would be one of faith, and it would be righteous. The just therefore live by faith only by breathing faith. Jesus is the truth and the life. There is no life but his. We live by breathing. Therefore we breathe his life. In him we live, and move, and have our being. This is true of everybody, but only those who recognize the fact get any real benefit from it. Man that is in honor and understands not is like the beasts that perish. The air we breathe is the breath of God. The wind that gently moves the leaves of the trees, or that stirs the sea to its depths, is the breath of his nostrils. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. In the beginning God breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life. The Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. But we live by the very same means, and in the very same manner that all mankind have always lived. We have exactly the same air that Adam had. Therefore we also breathe by the breathing of God. The Spirit of God is in our nostrils. This is as plain as the Word of God. Read again the scriptures that teach us this. Let them be firmly fixed in mind. Learn to live by faith. Who knows not in all these that the hand of the Lord has wrought this? In whose hand is the soul of every living thing, and the breath of all mankind? All the while my breath is in me, and the Spirit of God is in my nostrils. My lips shall not speak wickedness, nor my tongue utter deceit. How wondrously free are the gifts of God! How free is the gift of God's Spirit, God's life, as free as the air! Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men! For he satisfies the longing soul, and fills the hungry souls with goodness. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord.